The Democrats want to destroy America and mimic France. Could it possibly be true? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for being with me this evening. Please do the routine, share this video, get it out there, hit the thumbs up. Do me a favor, if you're on Facebook right now, exclamation point, notify, type that in. If you want to get notifications, you know, you can always turn them off later on. But please, exclamation point, notify, do that right now. And if you're watching on YouTube, hit the YouTube thumbs up for me. Hit the thumbs up for me on YouTube. And the same thing on Rumble. Hit that thumbs up for me. And there's share buttons on those as well. Please share the video out. Let's get to this first thing. Because, you know, they're still kind of, not kind of. They're still angry because the Supreme Court upheld the U.S. Constitution. Joe Biden even admitted that he's not even supposed to do this. Even Obama, when he was going against the U.S. Constitution, he even admitted that he shouldn't have been doing it. But they did it anyways. I've talked about them wanting to do away with the Constitution so much. I've talked about it time and time again. Not enough time for me to say time and time again. But they don't care about the U.S. Constitution. They're overlooking it. And then they tell all of the people, they tell all of their base that, oh my goodness, the radical extremist Supreme Court. See, there's only an extreme Supreme Court when it's not left-leaning, when it's not doing all this tyrannical stuff. Then it's extreme. So, and they do the same thing when it comes to Christians. They said Christians are extreme because Christians don't want to go along with this demonic evil stuff that they're pushing. Do y'all seeing a pattern? Are you seeing a pattern? At least I'm seeing it. Well, listen to, I can't ever pronounce her name, but I want y'all to listen to her. Go ahead and split screen for me. How you say Jalapa? I think that's how you say her name, but listen to what she says about the Supreme Court. And they are still very, very angry about the Supreme Court upholding the U.S. Constitution. How is it possible, right? How is it possible that a person become a congressman or woman and they disregard the U.S. Constitution? Well, we kind of know the reason why she wants to disregard the U.S. Constitution. We know the reason why. We'll get into that a little bit later on in a different topic. But listen to what she says about the Supreme Court.
The extreme Supreme Court just released a terrible decision, striking down President Biden's executive order to cancel student debt for 43 million people across this country who are being crushed by that student debt, a total of $1.7 trillion in student debt that is out there right now in this country. The reality is that 90% of that student debt cancellation would have gone to people earning less than $75,000. These are folks for whom this ability to cancel student debt allows them to get out from under the burden, be able to buy a house, be able to start a small business.
But the whole thing is getting the federal government to pay off your student loan, you know, the same student loan that you signed the papers and that you agreed to pay back yourself and not get someone else to pay it back, that student loan. The federal government is going to give them money. And she's literally saying that now the Republican Supreme Court is preventing people from buying a home. Do you see how she's literally taking this and twisting it, making it out to something? She doesn't even know what she's talking about. So she's lying and making up something. Listen.
The reality is that 90% of that student debt cancellation would have gone to people earning less than $75,000. These are folks for whom this ability to cancel student debt allows.
Listen to this.
Allows them to get out from under the burden, be able to buy a house.
What? You're going to buy a house? if you get under the student loan, the burden. I mean, this is what this is about. So the federal government can buy you a home?
Be able to start a small business.
Oh, so you can start a small business. So they're going to pay off your student loan so you can buy a house and start a small business. Is anyone else seeing what she doesn't have a clue on what she's talking about?
How can people even do that in this economy?
Interest rates are so high,
right?
I mean, for her, it's the nerve that she even said. This just only proves that she doesn't have a clue what she's talking about. She's making it up as she goes along. You can buy a house, start a business. So now, this is all they're doing. All she's doing, and no Democrat is coming up there and saying, you know, you got that wrong. Not a single one of them, because they're pushing it out there to all of their constituents, everyone who's believing the nonsense that they're saying, that Republicans and the Supreme Court are now preventing you from starting a business and buying a home.
Be able to participate fully in our economy.
Really? Oh, now you want to be able to participate in the economy.
And so many of the people affected are Black, Brown, Indigenous, and poor folks.
Oh, really? Black, Brown, Indigenous, and poor folks. What? So let me get this straight. Your student loan was only going to go to Black, Brown, Indigenous, and poor folks. No one else. Am I to assume that everybody's white is not poor? I mean, what is she saying? Again, this just proves she doesn't have a clue on what she's talking about. She's talking out of the side of her neck. That's exactly what she's doing. How is this even possible, right? She's a member of Congress. I mean, it doesn't, I guess, again, you can be brain dead and be a member of Congress, Democrat, because I don't know any Republicans that would vote for someone who's, you know, literally brain dead.
This is a terrible decision from this extreme mega Republican Supreme Court. We will fight back. We will ensure that there is a continued attempt to cancel student debt for people across this country.
You hear this? They want to continue, right? Even though now that the Supreme Court has ruled, they don't care. They're going to continue down this path.
To buy your vote.
That's what it really comes down to. I wasn't going to say that out loud, but that's what it comes down to.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's what it really comes down to. Because there's only one reason why they're coming out here trying to tell everybody that, hey, we're going to cancel your debt. Well, look at this next one. Look at this next one, because this was Joe Brandon on the campaign trail. Or actually, it wasn't even on the campaign trail. To my understanding, Shannon, this was after he walked through the doors of the White House. This was after.
One of the town halls.
And this is the town hall that he was doing. It's a town hall. I'm not going to say the first word there. It was a town hall. Okay. A town hall that Joe Biden is doing. Just split screen for me. And this lady. Okay. I'm pretty sure. And this lady goes, $10,000 forgiveness is not enough. She wants $50,000 as a minimum, right? She's like, hey, hers is probably, her student loan is probably $42,000, $40,000. So then she'll have $10,000 left over. She wants a minimum of $50,000. And I want y'all to pay attention to what Joe Brandon says. Listen to what he says. Because he straight up said, it's a little tight spot. I might have to take it back just so you can hear it. But it's a little tight spot where he says that he can't do it. But they did it anyways. Right? And now what it was, I think the last thing they were talking about, Shannon, was $20,000 for the student loan debt. They were trying to get that and the Supreme Court shot it all down. Yeah, because they're all screaming that you would have gotten $20,000, people. Look what these bad Republicans and the Supreme Court justices did to you. They did this to you. They did this to you. Like, they forced them to go get a student loan. They forced them to do this. But they did this to you. Listen to this interaction.
Student loans are crushing my family, friends, and fellow Americans.
Me too.
Really? Really? I guess he's talking about Hunter Biden. Is he talking about Hunter? Is that what he's talking about here? Hunter? Him too? I mean, what he got to pay off, right? I mean, let's go look at the WhatsApp.
Student loans are crushing my family, friends, and fellow Americans.
Me too.
The American dream is to succeed, but how can we fulfill that dream when debt is many people's only option for a degree? We need student loan forgiveness beyond the potential $10,000 your administration has proposed. We need at least a $50,000
minimum. $50,000
minimum.
I mean, straight up socialist right there. I mean, really. We need you to pay $50,000. And it's actually everyone that's watching. You be paying the $50,000, right? This is straight up ask the rich to steal from the poor to give to those that don't want to do their part. That's essentially what's happening here. Now, pay attention. I purposely stopped it here. Pay attention with Joe Biden. It's the first time he's going to come out and say no. He's not going to do it. But I want y'all to pay attention. The reason why he won't do $50,000, but he's willing to do $10,000 at the time, which now today is $20,000, which got turned over.
What will you do to make that happen?
I will not make that happen.
I will what? I will what?
What will you do to make that happen?
No. I will not make that happen.
Oh, really? He said he won't make that happen, Shannon. He says not going to make it happen. But listen, this is a little bit more. I want y'all to pay attention.
I'm prepared to write off the $10,000 debt.
He's prepared to write off the $10,000.
But not 50.
Now, listen to his reasoning for not doing the 50, but the 10.
Mr. President, let me ask you.
Because I don't think I have the authority to do a by sign.
Did you hear what he just said? Did you hear what he just said? Listen, listen.
Mr. President, let me ask you.
Because I don't think I have the authority to do a by sign.
Because I don't think I have the authority to doing it by the signing of the pen. I don't have the authority. The man doesn't have the authority to do $1, let alone one red cent. It's unconstitutional. The federal government is not there to just give money out. This is not a socialist country. That's part of the reason why the Democrats right now want to do away with the U.S. Constitution. They hate that document. They despise it. That document has prevented them from going full on commie. The U.S. Constitution has prevented them from doing every demonic thing that they wanted to do. They see the U.S. Constitution as a roadblock, kind of like the way they see President Trump, because, you know, President Trump has mentioned it multiple times that they say that they're coming. They say that they're going after Trump, but they're actually going after the rest of us. He's just in the way. He's just in the way. It's exactly what it is. And then not only did the student loan, you know, fall flat on his face, but so did affirmative action. And apparently, a lot of black people and a lot of, you know, white liberals, they hate the fact that Will Johnson don't think that we need affirmative action. And I've never benefited from affirmative action. I've never gotten a job because of affirmative action. Never. Right? Never. I've always got a job because, hey, I applied myself. Now, if the company was doing affirmative action, they didn't tell me. Because there was other black people working there too. But the jobs that I got was the jobs that I was pushing for. I went and got certified.
I mean, I would say that most...
And so I can get the job.
I would say that most minorities that have gotten their jobs is not because of affirmative action. It is because of their merit, I would think, and the company's just desire for diversity. Because even you said, Will, I mean, what company wouldn't want to have a diverse workforce with different ideas and, you know, different things they bring to the table? That's why we don't need affirmative action anymore, right? Not because of DEI. I'm not talking about that, where they're mandated different. Once again.
Yeah.
It's another form of affirmative action, in my opinion.
It really is.
America is different than it used to be. I mean, we really are. Do you not think so?
America is a lot different. We don't need. So, I've mentioned it so many times, there used to be a need for it when the left used to prevent people like me from voting or prevent women from voting or didn't want me to be able to read, didn't want me to, you know, to succeed. It was always been the left. Did you know the Republican Party was created? So it was created by white people and black people so that black people can have representation. Did you know that? I didn't realize that until after I started making my transition. And I read that. I'm like, they never told me that in school, that the Republican Party was created. I mean, it really was. This is in the history books. Look it up. I don't know if Google will show it to you. But it was created so that black people could have representation. A group of white people got together and said, let's do this. Let's create the Republican Party. And then, of course, they all try to say there was a switch when there was never a switch. But listen to Unjoyful Reed talking about affirmative action. She says the only reason why she got in school is because of affirmative action. Apparently, she didn't have the wits, apparently, to do on her own. And then she goes in there and she's complaining that she's in a school saying that she should, the other students were treating her like she shouldn't be there. And then they come back and say, well, the only reason why she's here is because of affirmative action. Did you get in because of affirmative action or no? Listen to this.
Well, let me just be clear. I got into Harvard only because of affirmative action.
Yeah. She only got in there because of affirmative action.
I went to a school no one had ever heard of in Denver, Colorado, in a small suburb. I didn't go to Exeter or Andover. Yeah, I didn't have college test prep. I just happened to be really nerdy and smart and have really good grades and good SAT scores. Right. But someone came to Denver, Colorado to look for me. A Harvard recruiter flew to Denver, and I met up with her at the Village Inn restaurant and did a pre-interview to get to pull me into Harvard. I was pulled in. And the schools like Harvard and Yale that I got into affirmatively.
Yes.
And it was literally not saying we're going to take an unqualified person and put them in Harvard. Yes. We're going to take a very qualified person who we would never know existed and put them in Harvard. That's how I got there. That's how Ketanji got there. That's how Justice Jackson, I should say. Jackson got there. It's how Clarence Thomas got there.
You notice she didn't say Justice Clarence Thomas. You notice that? And he's been there a lot longer than Ketanji Jackson Brown. But she doesn't say that about him. You notice that?
Right.
But the minute I arrived from my majority black little town, Montbello in Denver, to Harvard, the first week or two that I was in class, my presence was questioned by white people. I was in this big conference class where some white students stood up and said, those students, the black students, they're only here because of affirmative action. It became a huge argument that we all ended up having. This was freshman year. I had never had my academic credentials questioned. I had never had anyone question whether I was intelligent until I got to Harvard.
Well, I think we all question it today.
I mean, the person didn't lie. She just admittedly said she wasn't because of affirmative action.
You know, that's exactly my point. In one sentence, when she first said that she was able to get there, Shannon, because of affirmative action. And then she's complaining because someone said, the only reason why you're here is affirmative action.
And my question is,
what part of that is not true?
And my question is, if she would have applied to Harvard, maybe she would have gotten in. But she didn't even apply for Harvard, according to her story. They just looked in a magnifying glass and said, where's a person in this area that's black that could come to Harvard?
Yeah.
Which, you know, there is recruiting. I get it. Right. But she acts like she should be offended that she got in there by affirmative action. And on the other hand, she's bragging about getting there through affirmative action.
She doesn't even realize what she's saying.
Arrived from my majority black little town, Montbello in Denver, to Harvard, the first week or two that I was in class, my presence was questioned by white people. I was in this big conference class where some white students stood up and said, those students, the black students, they're only here because of affirmative action. It became a huge argument that we all ended up having.
What's the argument? What is the argument? It's a legit question. What is the argument? We just talked about it. She just admitted that she was there because of affirmative action. And now she's saying it's an argument because students there are saying that the only reason why you're here is affirmative action. What's the argument?
Freshman year, I had never had my academic credentials questioned. I had never had anyone question whether I was intelligent until I got to Harvard. And it was a defining point of my experience there. It's why I really was one of the many reasons I was miserable there my freshman year.
Yeah.
You feel completely out of place and people keep telling you shouldn't be here. And yet, some of the people I went to school with were far less smart than me or the other black folk there. Right. They got in because their daddy and their granddaddy. I went to school with somebody whose name was on one of the buildings. You're going to school with people whose names are on the buildings, who are third and fourth generation legacies, whose parents pumped money into Harvard to get them in. But that affirmative action is okay with this majority. They said that the people who benefited from slavery, their descendants, who are so far ahead of black folk in terms of opportunity, that will never catch up to them. I don't care how many Oprahs we get. Those people's affirmative action is A-okay because those people can pay for fancy trips for them.
Yeah.
But you people who want to get in just because of your brains, but you're not from a legacy, too bad. You can't come in.
That's a total lie.
That is a total insult.
So is she on MSSTD because of affirmative action?
Right.
I mean, that's the only reason why she's on MSSTD then.
Well, two things. I question her intelligence, period.
Yeah, 100%.
But here's the other thing. The sad thing is that she really insults all the black people that got in because of their merit, because they were smart, because they did do the work. Because, let's be honest, they had money. Some black people have money, too. It's not only white rich people. There are white black people in America. Right?
There's a lot of rich black people in America.
So give me a break. She makes it sound like the only reason why black people are getting into these colleges like Harvard, which I wouldn't want to go there myself, but is only because of affirmative action. And that's a lie. That is not true. That is not what is happening.
Well, she's on MSSCD because of affirmative action.
I mean, Jackson's on there because of affirmative action.
She's on the Supreme Court.
Biden said that.
Yeah, she's on the Supreme Court, affirmative action. And it shouldn't be about that. You know, and again, they do this because they suggest that black people have a handicap. Black people can't do it. And because even Joyful Reid just mentioned saying I was smarter than some of the other people at the college. So is it about being smarter? Because if you're smarter and you pass and you can pass your SAT and you can do what is expected of you, then why not? Why not? Why not get the job? Why not get the promotion? Why not get into the school?
And you know what I think is funny, too, is California got rid of affirmative action in colleges. And, you know, it's now known that more black people, since they got rid of affirmative action, are graduating from college in California because they're going to colleges that are more appropriate for them and that they are desiring to go to. They're working hard to get in there. Mm-hmm. They're putting in the effort. They're putting in the work. They're getting in there and they're graduating. It's not always, believe me, I know some people went to prestigious colleges and are just housewives. You know what I mean? No. It doesn't always guarantee you're going to have a great career.
Exactly.
But as long as you graduate. And so California graduation went up after affirmative action went away. Of course, Newsom is not going to talk about that. But what's his name did? The one running for president.
Kennedy.
No.
On the Democrat side?
No, the Republican. Oh, come on. He tried to run for governor.
To run for governor, a Republican?
Yes, in California. He used to be on Fox News. Oh, come on, Will.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're not talking about Larry Elders?
Yeah, Larry Elders. Oh. He said it. I mean, exactly. You exactly said the person who you're not talking about. Well, that's exactly who I described. Come on now.
I'm like, what? You're not talking about Larry Elders, are you? Of course, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what he said. He actually tweeted that after affirmative action came out.
Yeah. So let me change it up. Let me talk about, you know, this. Remember, President Trump was in office and they spent their entire time trying to figure out how to remove President Trump from even before he walked through the doors of the White House. They were trying to figure out how to get rid of him, how to remove him, because they were terrified of what he was going to do. And they saw exactly what he did for America. And then they impeached him twice in the House. And a lot of people going, oh, he was never impeached. Actually, he was impeached twice in the House. It failed both times in the Senate. So it fell flat on his face. But they did it in the House because Nancy Pelosi had control in the Democrats. So they had the votes. right? They did it on hearsay information, fraudulent information. And when they did it on fraudulent information, trying to say that President Trump was, you know, he was colluding with Russia, or it was because the whole thing with Zelensky, Ukraine, right? They tried to say President Trump, the transcript is the reason why we need to impeach him, and pencil neck literally lied. So they censor Adam Schiff because he lied about all the information that he presented in that fraudulent impeachment. So can we say that impeachment should go away? Both of them should go away because they were fraudulent. The only reason, I mean, look, they did with Adam Schiff because he lied. He will forever go down in history as being a liar, a member of Congress that was censured for lying. Well, listen to this, because Marjorie Taylor Greene kind of brings it up, and she doesn't say that it needs to be like omitted or anything, but it should be erased from history because of what they did. Listen to this.
Working with the GOP conference chairwoman, Elise Stefanik, to correct the wrongs of the past. President Trump's political impeachments, led by Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and the Democrats, were so egregious that they must be erased from history.
Now, before we get to this, let me just make a comment, because I just saw someone that said they're looking for us on Rumble. If you can't ever find me on Rumble, or if you can't ever find me anywhere, you can put the comments on there real quick, and we'll come back to this video. If you can't ever find me on Rumble or anywhere, go to UAF.media. If you go there and you just click on it, it'll take you directly to it. UAF.media. UAF.media, and it'll take you directly to it. Now, I am live right now on Rumble. You can see we got comments coming in right there. It's right here. These are comments that are people watching on Rumble right now, because I'm about to get ready to go over to Rumble, because I have some stuff that I cannot share here on these other platforms, because certain things you can say and certain things you can't say in a free society, in a free America. Think about that. In a free country, there are certain things you cannot say. Very interesting. But let's get back to this clip that I want to share with you. Listen to this.
Quinn Kedzner, from you, sir, if you could. You were an impeachment manager in Trump's second Senate trial. What does it say to Americans if Republicans actually end up voting for this?
There is no such thing known as an expungement of an impeachment in the United States Constitution. This is totally a made up process. It's nothing more than a glorified press release with a fake vote. And by the way, with the second impeachment, there was bipartisan support in the House and in the Senate. 57 U.S. senators on a bipartisan basis voted to convict, the highest in U.S. history. The Constitution does set a high threshold of 2/3, but you can't just erase that. It was televised. Millions of people saw it. And this is just more stupid stuff from a radical Republican caucus.
Wow, you hear this? So, of course, it was all on television. I'm talking about it. You knew about it. I knew about it. A lot of people don't know this. But when Nancy Pelosi hit the gavel to impeach President Trump, myself and Ben Burkwam, we were in the chambers. We were in the chambers because I wanted to be there, because to my understanding, never in the history of this nation had they ever impeached somebody over 100% fraudulent information. Both Ben Burkwam and myself, we were in the chambers. I was looking right at Nancy Pelosi when she hit the gavel. He's impeached. And they celebrated like they were watching the game or something. They were selling. They were happy. They were shaking hands. They were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a whole bunch of demonic demons acting like they just won.
Yeah, that's not something to celebrate, no matter what side you're
on. Yeah, they were so happy. They were so happy about it. And truly, there's nothing to celebrate. Well, let me tell you something that is something truly to celebrate. And that day is tomorrow, right? Amongst other days, but tomorrow being one of them. The 4th of July. Split screen is for me. What you're seeing in this image is a picture that I saw Kevin McCarthy, sometimes McCarthy, right? He put this on Twitter. And there's actually another picture with it, but I don't have it. I'm just going to describe it to you. To my understanding, this is the side of the House, because this is the Capitol in Washington, D.C. This is the side of the House, which you're looking at. And there's five flags that five United States flags, no other flags, no woke flags, no nothing else, just American flags hanging. And to my understanding, this is the side of the house. The other picture, what I don't have for you, shows the other side, which is the Senate. Nothing. Nothing. Which goes to Mitch McConnell, of course, right? And Shucky Ducky Schumer. It's like they don't even care about America. What do you think the White House is going to do for the 4th of July? I'm just kind of curious. Do you think they're going to have wokeism out there again? Because they're all about doing that. So this was very nice to see. And I'm just sharing it because I thought it was very nice to see. And sometimes McCarthy, he put it out there and he said, Happy 4th of July. So it says a lot. It says a lot. It really does. Okay, so y'all have been seeing what's happening over in France, right? Y'all been seeing that? And I really can't talk about what's happening over in France. I can't talk about it on Facebook. I talked about it on Facebook the other day. And I didn't even show any pictures, no video. I just talked about what I was seeing. And I didn't even go into graphic detail. I did mention that it was worse than what they did in the Summer of Love here in 2020. You remember George Floyd? They used the whole George Floyd issue to go out and terrorize people and destroy half the country. I did mention that, right? But what's happening over in France, I mean, my goodness, they are at war in France. Let me show you this first video clip that I have and what it is. These are migrants that the leftists, the socialists in France were saying, we need to open the door. We need to open the door for the migrants. We're not going to be like the Americans and shut people out. We're not going to do it. We welcome everybody. And what do you think? So this is a French flag, to my understanding. What do you think they're going to do with this flag? These are migrants. Right? What are they doing? Oh, what is this? Oh, they're lighting the flag up. They're burning the flag that led them into their country.
Ah, achi, achi, achi. Achi, shayit nabi, achi.
Allah Akbar, here.
Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Really? Really? And this is the exact same thing that the left want to do here in America. The exact same thing. Now, you see why I can't talk about this over on Facebook and YouTube. Because heads would explode. But you know what? Look at this one. This was reported from Portland. Report out of Portland. Migrants, you know, because think about it. Over in France, they bring all these migrants in and now they're starting to destroy the country. Because, you know, they're riding off the backs of this young man that was killed. So now they're destroying the country. They are at war in the country. They're at war in the country. Now I'm going to prove it to you. But this is Portland, United States of America. What do you think is going to happen when the people that migrated here, when they get frustrated and they start going out and doing the same thing? I'm telling y'all, the Democrats, the socialist, communist, evil people in the United States of America, they want the same thing that's happening in France.
We need your involvement.
Frustration.
Je viens de fuir en Afrique la souffrance. Arrivé ici, je continue toujours la souffrance. Je veux la solution.
Ça ne marche pas bien ici. Ça ne marche pas bien.
And anger, because when you leave a country torn apart by war and you come to ours, you hear that there is no space for you.
I don't know how to explain. It's very bad.
Johnny Francisco is just 18 years old and moved here from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He says he's staying at the Portland Expo with his sister and mother.
And here we are sleeping at bad conditions. They're giving us spirit food.
Complaints of poor living conditions and no answers as to where they will go once mid-August hits, when the city and venue will no longer allow them to stay here.
You know, maybe they'll start riding, possibly. Maybe they'll start doing like they're doing in France, possibly. There's a reason why these communists in the United States of America wanted to have open borders. They're repeating the exact same thing that they did in Europe. The exact same thing. Open the borders. You can't tell me how many terrorists actually got through our southern border. You can't tell me. They've caught so many. What about the ones that they don't know about? The ones that they didn't catch?
We are having a bad time. The people who work inside don't respect us. There is no food, nowhere to sleep, and we are having a bad time. Toto Capitan is from Angola. He speaks French and says the protest started as word spread the shelter was shutting down. They told us we had to leave this place on August 16th and go where? There is no place else for us to sleep at.
We don't have solutions right now. We are working to try to find them.
City staff, Department of Health and Human Services Director Kristen Dow and Mayor Kate Snyder say they listened to asylum seekers about their complaints.
It's taken us a while to get here with the situation that we have in the city and the state, so it's going to take us a little while to figure it out.
Really, really. So, you know, let me ask you a question, and this is not to be mean or anything. Why is it always a white liberal? Really, it's always a white liberal. It's the savior of these
people of color.
It always is. And it's not even just the white female liberal. It's the white male liberal, too. Look at this one here. Split screen this one. Y'all know who this dude is? Y'all know who this is? Y'all know who Richard Gere is, right? He's getting old. But look, how do you think all of these men of the fighting age get into Europe? People like him. People like him. And again, it just happens to be a white liberal.
Everyone is doing okay now. They were on two boats in the middle of the ocean. One of the boats was turned back and taken by the Libyan Navy. We don't know what happened to them. Two boats that were rescued here, probably all hands on board would have been lost. So the people that you see here on this boat, they're only here because of the donations to Open Arms, to the work that Open Arms does. And now for the most important thing for these people here is to be able to get to a...
So basically, he wants you to send money so he can get more men of the fighting age to show up in Europe. Is something like... Look at this picture. Something, you know, not right here. Is there anything here? Anything? Anything out of the ordinary here? Yes or no? I mean, is this perfectly normal? Is this perfectly normal? Yes or no? Men of the fighting age. And they're looking at him. I'm just waiting for one of them to try to chop his head off. I mean, look at that. You know, and he's transporting these people to Europe where they're exploding right now. They're exploding in Europe right now. Right?
Yeah, that's a problem. But, I mean, they've talked about the problems that they're having because of the...
I don't want to play that one yet. I want to play this one. Yeah, absolutely. It is a major problem. So for those of y'all that don't know all of the gist about what's going on over there, to my understanding, the reason why is that some young black male, they said was an immigrant. He was killed by police officers. Come to find out, he wasn't an immigrant. He actually was a citizen of France, and they killed him. And the only thing that's happening now, you got these Muslim groups. You got these anti-Western world groups. You have anti-white people groups. They're all jumping at the opportunity right now to cause disruption. And it's not just in France. This is spreading. It's spreading. And one of the other things that I talked about in the video on Fascist Book about how with France and not showing anything, to me, I said that this is the spirit of the Antichrist. And I made a point. What do you think the situation on the planet is going to look like when the Antichrist comes on the scene? Everything's not going to be all fine and dandy. Everything's not going to be all, you know, blue skies and the wind's just blowing and the flowers are just going. It's not going to be like that. Because the Antichrist, if the Antichrist comes on the scene and he has the answers to what? Everything is fine and dandy. It's the same thing like they did to President Trump. The economy was booming. People were working. Everything was great. So they create a plandemic to disrupt everything. So they can usher in and say, well, we have the answers. We're going to fix it. Make President Trump look bad like he couldn't do anything, even though they did steal the election. But their whole point was to try to make him look bad. The reason why they're trying to indict him over stupid stuff now. Never before in the history of this nation have they ever gone after someone like they have President Trump. They never have. Never have. But now they're trying to convince the rest of the world, right? That this chaos is going to get so bad because of right wingers. See, the left, those on the left, are it's not like that. But again, when the Antichrist comes on the scene, everything's going to be in turmoil and chaos. So then that way he can come in and have the answers and fix it. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Listen to this. This was a police officer from France where he's talking about that we are at war.
It's difficult to explain. People talk about riots, but for those of us who have to deal with it, they aren't riots. It's war. The people who are standing in front of us are there to kill us. They have Molotov cocktails. They have stones. They come to within 3 meters in front of us. They have enormous paving stones, which they throw at us to try to kill us, not to play with us. They are there to kill us.
They are there to kill us. And he's talking about these Muslims. They are there to kill. That's what he's talking about. That's what he's referring to. Let me show this one with you. This is out of France, too. The stupid liberals in France. While the city's being destroyed, look. Why is it a white liberal? Again, it's just a pattern. And the stupid black liberals are the ones out there destroying everything in the streets. Same thing they did here. See, they get the stupid black people to go out because they get into their emotions. The stupid black people, they go out there, and it's always a white liberal that's convincing the stupid black person to go out there and be violent. I'm not excluding black people. They're stupid black people. But listen to this one. For those of you that have not seen this, this white woman, this white liberal in France, she's begging the police officers not to arrest the Muslims. Why? Because it will come across as racist. So basically, she's saying, allow them to destroy the city. Allow them to burn everything. Allow them to just do whatever it is they want to do. Because it's racist to arrest them. Look at this. So all this, what you see on the screen here, is just rioting. And it's not just them. I had one person on Twitter says, they're just doing fireworks. Like, that's okay. They're just doing fireworks. They're just throwing fireworks. No, they're actually doing more than just fireworks. They're burning stuff. They're destroying stuff. It's not just fireworks. They would like for us to believe it's just fireworks, but it's not. You can see all the chaos and the destruction. And then the police officers, look at how the dodge rocks everything. The police officers are going in and they're having to arrest them. They're putting tear gas down them. And, you know, the left them say, oh my goodness, the tear gas, you're gassing the people. And it's Muslims taking advantage of the situation. And you know what? We're just supposed to look the other way. And you know what's really interesting? Yeah, someone said that the flag was a Swedish flag. Thank you so much for letting me know that. Put the Rumble comments up there. Yeah, someone said that it was the Swedish flag, right? So it still doesn't make it better. I mean, because to my understanding, what I'm hearing, that was being reported, the information that we're getting is not only is it in France, but it's actually spewing over into other regions in Europe. Yeah, Belgium said they're having problems. Yeah, it's spewing over. It's full on war.
Yeah. Belgium said they were having problems. There's just, you know what? It's just chaos over there. And the thing is it's people that are not from that country.
Yeah. 100%.
A lot of them are, yeah. Is what they're saying.
Well, it's just like when, you know, they ship in Antifa or Transtifa, because they'll ship in Transtifa from other locations to come in and be disruptive. You know, kind of like they did in Georgia. When they were trying to burn down that police facility, they're trying to burn it down. It was a local state government facility trying to burn it down. And then all the liberal media, well, just overlooked it. Two of them, to my understanding, were from Canada, from out of the country. Some, a lot of them were from out of state. I think all of them, except for two people, one person was from in state. Everybody else was from out of state. So they ship in trans Tifa to be disruptive. The same thing happening here.
You know, and a lot, you know, just like this weekend, you were questioning what was happening, right? They originally were saying that it was because a migrant, a 17-year-old migrant was killed.
Right.
Come to find out, he wasn't even a migrant. He was actually a French-born young man. So, yeah,
he was part of
one of those. So it makes you wonder, one of those revolutionary groups or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's part of one of those hate groups. 100%. Okay, if you're watching on Rumble right now, please hit the thumbs up for me. Please hit the thumbs up. We're at 91 thumbs up on Rumble. We're almost at 100. Please hit the thumbs up for me. Let me change it up real quick. Let me change it up. Look at this one. Split screen it for me. Look how evil this is. This is 100% demonic. This is the left. This is 100% the left. You can see the flag here. It's a Satanist flag. And there's two Satanist flags. One is this black and white with the Satan image on it. Then the other one is the Satan rainbow with the Satan image on it. They're not even hiding the fact any longer that this is 100% Satan's agenda.
Says it's in Pittsburgh. Is this with the Moms of Liberty that were there? Is this like a...
No, Moms of Liberty was Philadelphia, right? So if this is Pittsburgh, I don't know. I don't think this was the same thing.
I mean, Pittsburgh is in Pennsylvania. That's what I was saying.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But I don't think this was the same event.
Yeah, it looks like this is more of a march.
Yeah, this was.
I think it's a pride march.
Maybe so. But look, I mean, they got the whole Satanist thing there. And they're all embracing it.
That's what the core of it is, right?
Exactly.
And it's like they're not even hiding it anymore. No. That's the crazy thing that's happening right now in this world is they're like wide out in the open.
Yeah, and you know what it is, Shannon? Because they said that Satan is inclusive. Satan doesn't hate you because of your homosexuality.
That's right.
Satan will embrace your homosexuality. Satan actually encourages you to live a sinful lifestyle, but they don't say sinful. Satan is happy with you being this way. Satan doesn't reject you for living this way. This is the reason why they're embracing it like this. Right. And then when you talk a lot of these Satanists, you know what they say, Shannon? What they say?
What's that?
They say that they don't even believe in actual Satan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what the designer from Target was all about. Those are some of the things that he said about how Satan loves you and all that stuff. And Jenny U.S. in the chat.
Put it on the screen.
She said, Satan doesn't hate. Yeah, that's the funny thing, right? I mean, he's all about actual hate, but he deceives them, right? Same thing he did in the Garden of Eden. He was telling,
he told Eve that if God hates you,
he wants to keep you separate from knowing everything. Yeah, right?
He doesn't want you to know everything, but if you eat of this fruit, you would be like him. Why would he not want you to be like him?
Yeah, and see, that's how he deceives people. So deception,
yeah.
100%. And so they sit there and mistake that for love.
Yeah, exactly.
That's deception.
Exactly. Watch this, everybody. Watch this demonicness. So you see them walking down the street, and of course there's kids there, all this perversion. It's 100% demonic. 100% demonic. 100% demonic. Which brings me to this.
Don't read it all, please.
I'm not going to read it all. But let me play this for you. This was on MSSTD. And of course, on MSSTD, they're upset with the Moms for Liberty that showed up in Philadelphia, talking about all of this perversion. And telling you, moms, and I talked about this on my LFA broadcast, they don't want you targeting their children.
Education, not indoctrination for our children. I don't believe in sexualizing children. I do not believe that other people have the right to decide what is sexually appropriate to teach other children.
There are many schools that have books with inappropriate pictures depicted in them that we would like to see not banned, but removed.
Okay, she says she doesn't want to see them banned. I want them banned. These perverted books, I want them banned. Now, if you're going to teach about Black history, you can teach about Irish history, you can teach about Indian history, don't ban those. But when it's child pornography, people used to go to jail for that crap. So I want those books banned. I really do. Keep that perverted crap out of schools. Now, if you want to pass a law and say child pornography is all of a sudden okay, do this. Allow the law to come and inspect your computer and you have some child pornography on your computer. What do you think is going to happen? So instead of the law going to each individual computer, finding the child pornography, just put it in the book and put it in the school. Really? Really? I say ban it. The child pornography should not be there. But listen to what Unjoyful Reed here says here on MSSTD.
Not since the Daughters of the Confederacy has there been a conservative women's organization as influential as Moms for Liberty. They're taking the lead in getting books banned all over the country, are directly allied with governor, a noun, a verb, and fight the woke, Ron DeSantis. And they are at a winning streak in red states, taking down popular fiction and LGBTQ-themed graphic novels like it's going out of style.
Now, look at this. What'd you do? Go back. Look at this. This is... And, you know, I read this on my LFA broadcast and Shannon was like, stop, don't read it. Don't read anymore. Don't read anymore. But look at this. Right. I mean, this is one of the pages from one of the books that they're putting in the school. This is one page. Some of it's so graphic. I mean, they're actually going full on showing stuff.
Yeah. Moms from Liberty.
I mean, it's
this.
So full on. I mean,
as one of the books that they want removed.
It's a man hand, a man body. I'm telling you, they show full on this crap. That crap should not be in schools.
It hurts for me to look at it, quite honestly.
And then Unjoyful Read, talking about they want to ban books. You notice they never say it's child pornography. Again, that's another deception by Satan. They never say it's child pornography. They never want to acknowledge that. They never want to bring that up. So at this event with Moms of Liberty, of course, the tyrannical left is outside protesting. The Satanists, it's a Satanist group. It's not even the LGBT elemental P community. It's Satan's people. It's Satan's people doing this crap. Watch this. And I don't know if y'all can see the dude waving the trans flag, right? He was bouncing around. He was actually being disruptive. And I think he was like, you know, hitting people with it, right? And there's this police officer getting ready to walk up to him. Watch what the police officer does. And you know what? This is where I support the men and women in blue. And boom, take him down. Take the dude down in the bikini. He takes the dude down. And now the dude is like getting arrested. And he should have been arrested. Good. Out there prancing around like that. Inappropriate. Right? Out there prancing around. Sick individual. These people are perverted. 100% perverted. And then I don't know if y'all can hear, but in the background, they're all screaming. They're saying, let her go. But it's actually a him. Him. The man getting arrested. And they don't want the man to be arrested because they're a bunch of perverts. Well, of course, you have Jen Psaki talking about Moms for Liberty. And what's really interesting in this next clip that I'm going to play for you, she's talking about that the Democrats, or she has this guy come on there, and the Democrats are the ones that's, you know, for freedoms. Listen to this. It's such a nothing but a lie.
The GOP is cozying up to groups like Moms for Liberty and claiming to be the party of freedom. But you've spoken about what freedom, real freedom is. You talked about that in your inaugural address. You talk about it frequently. How do you think Democrats should go on offense and counter some of this rhetoric of the other side trying to own freedom and rights and parental choice?
You know, Jen, I think this is a stark contrast, and this should not be an issue that Democrats are afraid to lean in on, from the White House to governors to members of Congress, everybody in between. Look, there's a reason why the leading Republican candidates for president are going to visit with that group in Philadelphia this weekend, because they're anti-freedom. I mean, think about this, Jen. They are showing up to brag about how they want to restrict a woman's right to make decisions over her own body. They are showing up to brag about how they want to take books out of the classrooms of our children.
And again, these books that are in the classroom of the children are child pornography. Child pornography. When did the law change about child pornography? Someone please help me understand. When did the laws on that change? Have they changed? Have they? That's what it is. And they're sexualizing kids. But see, these demonic demons, they want to sexualize kids.
They are showing up to talk about how they want to attack children for simply being who they are.
Okay, so why in the world are they calling them trans kids? If they, because what, are they making a transition or not? Are they making a transition or not? You don't call them trans kids if you're, if they're not, if they're going to be who they are. You're trying to transition them to being something that they're not.
Or adults for wanting to marry who they love. That is not real freedom. Our party, the Democratic Party, is the party of real freedom. This is a clear contrast. And we need to stand up, step up, and speak out on these issues. And I think it says a lot about these Republican candidates that they believe that the path to the nomination of the Republican Party today is bigger government that limits your freedoms. The exact opposite of where the Republican Party was a few decades ago. I think it is a clear contrast. I think it is one of the reasons why we won this race in Pennsylvania. And I think it's a formula for our party's success in the future. We are the party of real freedom. And this weekend in
Really? They're not the party of real freedom. Get them off
well,
the screen.
Just so you know, this guy has a huge approval rating in Philadelphia. He was the former attorney general, and he is now a Democrat future hopeful for president.
Really? Yep. So they're probably going to throw him
they're
in
saying,
there.
According to polls, that some people that voted for Trump are voted for him for
really?
Governor.
That was for, I mean, really? Yeah. Have they not seen this? I mean, what? That's a bunch of rhinos.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Becoming never-Trumpers is what it is.
An article I read said.
Hey, let me say thank you to Tracy for the Cash App and Deborah. Thank you so much, Tracy and Deborah. I hope you're still watching. Thank you so much for the Cash App. All right, everybody. We are here at the end. Let me tell y'all really quick, if I can. Mammoth Nation, y'all know Mammoth Nation? Y'all heard me talk about it a couple of times. MammothNation.com. Go to MammothNation.com and take advantage of the great stuff that they have there. Take advantage of it. MammothNation.com, use promo code WILL. MammothNation.com is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. And what better way to stop supporting woke companies than to support businesses that support America and its people? Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. Just to name a few items you can take advantage of: hotels, training gears, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, gun accessories, and so much more. Visit MammothNation.com and use promo code WILL to get 30% discount on your membership today, or simply click the link in the description below. I made it really easy. Just click it. Use promo code WILL. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. More likely won't be here tomorrow, but if I do happen to join, I'm going to take your phone calls. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented my pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of my pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now is time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.